quick announcement before we begin. We started recording this episode over Skype, but due to technical difficulties, i.e. Wi-Fi speeds in India, we were unable to continue, and therefore we switch and begin recording over the phone after the first couple of minutes. So that is why you will notice that the sound suddenly changes, in case you are wondering. Hopefully it does not make any major difference to your listening experience. And with that, let's get on with this week's episode. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly, and we are joined today by a very special guest, Ms. Sucharita Tyagi, who is not a movie reviewer at Film Companion apparently.
Not apparently, I swear, it's the truth. It's the truth. I am that person. Oh my God, I know you can't see my face right now, but I am that person. Not apparently. For real.
The apparently was about whether or not you're a movie reviewer, because for those of you who are not familiar with Sucharita's work, first of all, shame on you. Please check it out
so
now.
Sweet.
And go to Film Companion and watch all her stuff. But you're on a segment called Not a Movie Review. Can you talk to us a bit about what is the concept behind that?
Yeah, sure. Not a Movie Review is essentially just something fun that I do for this YouTube channel called Film Companion, which is run by Miss Anupama Chopra, the Anupama Chopra, one of the biggest and the finest critics we have in India right now. Anupama was going to get busy with the Mami Film Festival that she also takes care of, and sometime last year around October, the team Film Companion got in touch with me saying that they needed someone to kind of keep talking about films while Anu was away for Mommy. And I was like, I don't know, I'm not a movie critic, like I don't have the necessary credentials to be a critic. But then we decided to do something anyway, and that's why I decided to call it Not a Movie Review, because I watch movies all the time anyway for my radio show that I also host.
Yeah, so that's what happened, and I decided to give it a whirl anyway, and we started to get good response, so here I am.
Awesome, and I think out of all the different critics and opinions out there, especially now with Twitter and social media, I think yours is one of the ones that I definitely look out for the most.
Well, thank you, that's so sweet, thanks.
Okay, so moving on, we'll come back to your stuff with Film Companion and all of that later. But the topic of the hour for today is Kapoor and Sons. And I know you saw this over the weekend. So what were your initial reactions and thoughts to the movie?
I really loved it. I absolutely loved it. I think Shagun Batra has done a really good job telling the story. Like I said on my in my video as well, it's mein aisa kuch nahi hai. There's nothing like, you know, look, this is a dramatic moment, or look, this is a joke, and what is happening? None of that. It's just we're just observing a dysfunctional family, and all of us are relating to it on some level. At least I related to pretty much every character in the film, you know, because I've known these people in my personal real life. So it's a fantastic narrative. The story is told so beautifully. The acting is so amazing. Maybe not Siddharth Malhotra so much. You know, I don't know, man. I like him. He's a good guy.
That seems to be popular consensus pretty much, though. That.
But, you know, because honestly, also speaking, like, compared to the likes of Ratna Pathak Shah and Rajat Kapoor and Fawad and Alia, he's the least kind of, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say he's the least talented of them all, because, like, that's how rude. I would never say that about him. But, well, he is. there we go.
But I think on that point, I mean, Rajat Kapoor, Ratna Pathak, Rishi Kapoor are all kind of veteran established actors. So in a way, it's not that surprising to see them pull off the roles they did. But for
no, but even Alia and Siddharth debuted in the same film, right? And look at what Alia has managed to do so far, because she's such a fantastic actor.
Yeah, and but I thought Fawad was the big surprise for me, because he, I think in parts, he really carried the film on his shoulders. And his performance, I thought, was just the perfect blend of kind of very understated, but still gets across the emotions and the ideas that are hidden in the script and in the narrative.
Yeah, I don't want to give away any spoilers right now, because there might be people listening to this podcast who have not seen the film. So I don't want to talk much, you know, a lot of detail about the characters and what we find out about them at some point. But having said that, each and every character has been etched out so beautifully. My favorites being Ratna Pathak Shah's character of the mother, and Fawad's character of the elder brother. Who's so burdened with his own perfectness, you know? Everyone is just like, oh my God, this guy is perfect. This is the perfect son. He's the perfect child. So these two were my absolute favorite characters in the film. I had, I thought they had a beautiful character arc. And the acting, they just like justified everything that Chapin Bakar had given to them. So yeah, well done.
Yeah, we're not going to do spoilers, but each of the characters at some point, there's some secret or something about them that comes out. Fawad's one is especially interesting. Did you know about that before the movie, or did you pick it up as you were watching the movie before they actually reveal it?
Which one?
Fawad's character.
Absolutely not. No. You pick it up along the way. You pick it up along the way because, like I said, you know, the leitmotifs in the film, like there are things that keep appearing and then they don't seem significant. And again, I don't want to talk about what those things are, but then eventually when you find out everything that's going on, you know, you go back to that one connecting thing that kept appearing again and again. It didn't really seem very important, but in the end it seems important. So you pick it up along the way, ki kya ho raha hai is kirdar ke saath, and it's just that the reveal is just so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I especially love that. The fact that, you know, all these things, all these random incidents that happened where you just watch them and you kind of like, okay, that's part of the film. And then suddenly when something happens or something gets revealed, you think back and you're like, oh, wow, that makes so much sense now. On the Fawad point especially, I want to take a quick moment to acknowledge the Bollywood Project, which is another podcast that talks about Bollywood. They somehow predicted this specific character development just from watching the trailer. I don't know how they managed to pull that off, but when the trailer came out,
I didn't know at all. I couldn't tell at all. I found out when I was watching the film, and that I also like understood like right at the, you know, when the reveal was about to happen that this might be the reality, but I had no idea.
Yeah. And how great was Rishi Kapoor in the film?
So good. I love Rishi Ji so much. Every time we talk to him, every time we do an interview, he is so unabashedly and unapologetically himself. He says whatever it is that he wants to say, and I think Dadu's character is just one step ahead of what Rishi Kapoor is as a person. Of course, Rishi Ji is a lot more... No, honestly speaking, Rishi Ji is a lot more like, you know, like, this is me, and this is what I believe in, and this is what I say, take it or leave it. And Dadu, well, you know, there's lots of parallels that can be drawn between the two characters. And he is just so amazing, such a joy to watch. For the first time ever, in my opinion, in Hindi cinema, I have seen a prosthetics job done so beautifully and convincingly that you forget that you're watching Rishi Kapoor. You know, you're just watching Dadu in the film.
Yeah, that was amazing. And when before the film came out, when the first stills kind of came out, I couldn't even recognize Rishi Kapoor as, you know, being Rishi Kapoor, which was fantastic. I think you mentioned, I think you also, I was listening to your show earlier this week, you got a chance to speak to Mr. Shakun Batra. What is the mood there? Are they happy with the reception and the response and how it's turned out?
Definitely. I was the first movie critic, so to say, to get in touch with Shakun Batra after the movie released. And he's like, you're literally the first person who's called me today. And I can't believe this. So up until then, the only response that he'd received was from his friends and industry insiders and people like Anurag Kashyap and things like that who he's worked with. But since the movie is released, response has been unequivocally good, positive. It has done good business overseas. It has done great business here. Word of mouth is so strong. It might not become a 100 crore film, but that to me also is a very useless tag.
Yeah,
doesn't exactly matter if it becomes a 100 crore film or not. It's a good film at the end of the day. And we should be proud of the fact that we are making films like this. And we should be proud of Shakun Batra, that he is daring to come forward and make films like this without any, like, you know, masala. I mean, there is masala. There's a lot of masala, but, you know, it's not like how what we're used to watching in the name of entertainment. This is very substance, like good storytelling, you know what I mean? So he's pretty happy. He seems pretty happy with the response that he has received so far.
Yeah, I think completely agree. And I think it's very interesting. It's the first kind of, if I think back last couple of years of the films either that have done well or the films that I've liked or have been critically well acclaimed. This is the first film which kind of treads the line between being a all-out kind of commercial masala entertainer, family drama, typical Dharma Productions film, but also is very restrained and focuses on the story and the narrative and doesn't rely on a star or the presence of star power to really bring out the story. It's the story and the script that stands out on its own, and the actors are very much kind of vehicles which bring it all to life and make it all come, you know, perfectly on screen as it does in the end.
I mean, that's supposed to show how convinced and how much Shakun believes in his craft and his storytelling and the story and how convinced he is of the film that he has made. And like, well, recently there have been really good films. Like Neelda, in my opinion, was a fantastic example of good cinema meets wholesome entertainment. In my opinion, that was I thought that was, you know, another example in recent times. Tamasha for me also was one such example, which I felt was good cinema meets wholesome entertainment. It has a song and dance routines, and it has a good story and good storytelling and excellent acting. Kapoor and Sons takes it a step further, in my opinion, because, you know, you have the Badshah song, definitely, Ladki Beautiful Karke Chul, then you have the romantic song, then you have everything is happening, and yet when you watch the film, so everything that you've seen so far, the songs, the trailers, that is just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more happening in the film. So, which is what made me so happy as a viewer, which is what I enjoyed so much, that there was just so much going on in the film, which I was just so pleasantly surprised to witness and be a part of.
Yeah, and I think this is also a changing trend, especially this year. What we've seen so far is that audiences are now also expecting more. It is not just enough to have kind of a big star but no story, or to have a lot of action stunts and songs but no real story. All the films that have done well this year have all been very strong on content, be it Neerja, Airlift, and now this one. Even Jai Gangajal has been doing okay and is a bit more focused on content, although there were a lot of other issues with that particular film. And I think, as you said, it's something definitely to be proud of and is a positive sign after some of the stuff that has come out in the last couple of years, which has really made me tear my hair out as a viewer.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, Alia Bhatt's last outing even, Shandar was like, what is this film?
Oh God,
why is this allowed to be a movie? Why is this script okayed? Who has okayed this script? Who is reading this shit?
Yeah, it was
so
terrible.
Bad.
Terrible.
So bad.
Huh. You briefly touched on the music. Overall, thought it was good?
So, yeah, fantastic. Chul has become such a rage. It has become such a rage. It is playing everywhere. Everyone is singing to it. Everyone's dancing to it. It's such an earworm. Let's Nacho is another song on the album that I really like, even though it hasn't caught on that well. I really like the song because I heard the song first over a year ago when Nuclear and Benny Dayal had come together to make Tamil Fever. So the song was called Tamil Fever. It was a Tamil song. And I really loved it then. Like, I completely, totally fell in love with the song. And I did a detailed interview with Nuclear, whom I've known for like like years now before he became nuclear. and Benny, and I just really love the song, and I was really happy to see them do a Hindi version of it, because when you get to see Fawad Khan do a little bit of a song and dance, it's always fun, because he's just so cute. Oh my god, he's so cute. Yeah. So I personally like Let's Nacho very much. It hasn't caught on very well as good as Chul. And there's a soft romantic number, I think.
Bolna.
Bolna or Dholna, yeah. Or something.
I think it's Bolna. But
yeah, Bolna, Mahi Bolna. That's right. That's a sweet song. It's doing well. But yeah, the one big song in the film is Chul, of course.
I think one of the reasons Let's Nacho didn't catch on, at least from people I've spoken to and what I've heard, is that a lot of people had heard the original
Tamil
and really
Fever.
Liked it, Tamil Fever, and were not really kind of too enthused about the fact that it's been redone and repackaged and with Badshah, etc. And they thought it kind of ruined the original. But I feel like these things also, when once you listen to it a few times, it catches on. Because even Kargai Chul as well was actually a Badshah song, which was re-released and kind of redone for this movie. Also released, I think, 2014.
Chul is also an old song.
Yeah.
Which is Amal Malik has done a fabulous job of redoing that song.
Yeah.
It's such a talented, such a talented person Amal Malik is. Both him, him and his brother, they're just so talented, and they've done. Arman and Amal are so talented, and they're doing so well for themselves, and I'm so proud.
Cool. So I think we briefly touched upon Siddharth Malhotra's acting. Was there anything else in the film that you thought could have been better, or that you wished that you had seen done differently?
Absolutely not. I do not want to nitpick. I do not want to say, "Arey yar, aise karta, yar, waise karta." Cricket dekhte sabko pata hota na ki Dhoni ko kahan pe helicopter shot marna chahiye, aur Virat Kohli ko kahan pe bhagna chahiye fast, aur kahan pe bhagna chahiye slow. So mereko, I don't want to do all that. I think the product is really good. I was thoroughly entertained. I was deeply moved. And I wish Siddharth Malhotra, even though I'm not saying that he was bad. He wasn't. He was good. He was pretty good. He was pretty damn good. But just in comparison to everyone else, like I said in my video as well, he seems to be the only actor who was acting. So that's the only thing that I can point out in the film that left me a little disappointed. But apart from that, the pacing, the editing, the background, the acting, the set design, the locations, everything was just spot on. It was on point. And I have newfound respect for Shakun Batra, massive respect for him.
Yeah, I think generally I agree. The only thing that I actually didn't feel this at all, but has been pointed out to me by a few people. Some people were upset that the film was shot or set in hill station near Ooty, but none of the characters were portrayed to be, even supporting characters were portrayed
local.
To be local or South Indian, which felt like a bit of kind of cultural elitism, as someone put it.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, but as you said, while watching the film, I was just completely mesmerized the whole time at how real the characters felt and how emotionally invested I was in their stories. And as you said, each of the characters, you can see either people from your own life or incidents from your own life or people that you know in life that you can relate to, which I thought was fantastic, which not a lot of movies are able to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So final verdict, Kapoor and Sons, everyone go watch it.
Definitely go watch it. It's a neat, sweet little treat, and there's no reason why people should not be watching Kapoor and Sons this weekend. There's absolutely no reason. If you have to spend your money, and if you haven't seen the film already, just buy that ticket. Just watch it. It's so good.
Awesome. On that note, we will take a short break, and we will be back after this with more talk about upcoming trailers, etc.
Ne लगा झंझट है भाई तेरा फुल सेट है मोशन भी देखो मेरा बनने लगा देखो तो हसीना को आना भी करीना को ढुमको का फीवर है चढ़ने लगा थोड़ा हार्ड सा होके थोड़ा जेंटल सा होके थोड़ा सेंटी सा होके थोड़ा मेंटल सा होके सारे 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 लेट्स नॉट शो
So, in terms of trailers that we haven't yet covered on the show, a trailer that came out last week was Baghi the Rebel. Have you got a chance to see this trailer? Thoughts?
I don't know. I don't. That trailer didn't make me get me very excited to watch the film. But having said that, I think the action is going to be fantastic because the trailer action looks really good. So,
yeah,
looking forward to watching Tiger Shroff do some really insane, impossible, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And Shraddha Kapoor, and actually Shraddha Kapoor as well. You know, I can't say I'm a very big fan of her acting, but I think that she's a very hardworking girl and she puts a lot of effort into doing what she does, and I have seen her and I've met her. And I, from what I can tell from the trailer, it looks like, you know, she's worked damn hard on the film, so that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the action part, I agree. I think the only way this film would work for me, not work from a commercial perspective, but from a point of whether I would enjoy it, is if it was something like The Raid, which is the famous Indonesian film, which doesn't even, you know, has a very meager storyline, doesn't even pretend to have much of a storyline, and is just 2 hours of nonstop action and people
pitching each other.
I think if they did that, that could be interesting. I am afraid they are going to spend
a lot of time. If you have 2 hours of nonstop action, that doesn't mean that you cannot have a legit storyline to go with it. I mean, we've all seen Mad Max Fury Road, and that movie was action from the word go. I'm not saying that we need to start comparing a Tiger Shroff film with Mad Max. But that movie was action from the word go, and yet it was so strongly supported with the narrative, with the story. So, I mean, they're not mutually exclusive, both those things. But
no, I agree.
I could be surprised. We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. My point is, I'm not confident that this will be the movie that delivers that balance of storyline. I'm relatively sure they could deliver the action, maybe based on the trailer. Story, I'm not sure.
I think the action is going to be quite fantastic because I have full faith in Tiger Shroff, and all of us know that Tiger works really hard on his body, on his physique, and what he can achieve physically. Everyone knows that about him. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. In particular.
The trailer also confused me a little bit. Is it pronounced Rebel or Rebel? Because they kept saying Rebel in the trailer and it really annoyed me for some reason.
You say whatever you want to say, man. Be a rebel, be a rebel, be rebel, be Barney rebel. I don't know. You say whatever you want to say.
Cool. Moving on. Next trailer was Rocky Handsome, which is actually coming out this weekend.
I'm watching it day after tomorrow.
We've discussed the movie generally on the podcast, but now that, since every movie now has a 1 minute teaser and then a 3.5 minute short film trailer, we haven't discussed the full trailer with all of that. Do you have any, what is your feeling looking ahead to the movie this week?
I don't know. Honestly speaking, I am not excited to watch Rocky Handsome because the trailer just did not, like, I didn't revisit the trailer. I saw it once, and I was like, meh. I didn't share it. I haven't spoken about it too much on my show. I haven't seen it again. Not a lot of people are talking about it. So, and honestly, if I made Rocky Handsome this week, I don't think I'd be too cut up over it. Until and unless it turns out to be such a fantastic film that everyone starts talking about it. You know, this is what I always say, that you might be the biggest star and you might spend crores and crores in promotion, but if the word of mouth for your film is not good, then there is really nothing that can be done to save your movie. And if you spend very little on promotion, and if you have very small stars, case in point being Pyar Ka Panchnama, but if word of mouth is good and people are talking about your film, then it's going to go ahead and it's going to do well. So Rocky Handsome, I don't know. I don't know anyone who's excited about this film so much unless you're a really diehard Donnie Abraham fan. So, I don't know. Let's see what's find out. I guess maybe I'm proved wrong. I'm hoping I'm proved wrong. I want every film to be a good film. Why would I want it to be a bad film? So I'm hoping I'm proved wrong.
Yeah, when you watch movies, when you have to watch a movie every week, it can be quite... there's a lot of soul searching involved when you watch certain movies.
Man, I watch like 3 movies every week, not just one. So you know what I mean. Yeah. I'm watching Batman versus Superman Day After Tomorrow as well. So, which I'm really, really excited about. Oh my god. Ben Affleck, he's gonna be so good. So excited.
Yep, that should be fun as well. So going back now. So first of all, before we move on, are there any other films in the next few months even that you are super excited for, and what are you looking forward to the most?
Yeah, number one, Dhoni. The teaser has come out. The trailer is not out yet.
Yep.
And the teaser is so exciting. It gave me legit goosebumps. Because when the teaser opens, you're watching a movie about Dhoni, so you expect to see his winning shot that got us the World Cup, yep, or him taking a victory lap or something. But what you see in the teaser is Dhoni, the ticket collector, reporting for duty before he became Dhoni. So you see Mahendra Singh. And that to me is so exciting because none of us really think about that part of his life, where he has come from, where he's originated, you know, Dhoni from the block. And it's so exciting to see that. And Sushant Singh Rajput, again, is a great actor. Vyomkesh Bakshi was a terrible film, but he was so good in it. He was just so good in it. And he's, again, someone who I really, really admire, really, really respect. He's a good actor, he's a good dancer, and he works really hard. So, and he's been working for over a year on Dhoni. He's training with cricketers, and he's training with Dhoni and everything. So, so seeing him as Dhoni has gotten me very excited. That 1 minute teaser has got me very excited.
Yeah.
Really, really, really looking forward to this one. Another one that I'm really looking forward to is The Jungle Book. And that is one movie that I'm going to watch in Hindi and in English, because I want to see what Scarlett Johansson, Idris Elba, Christopher Walken, Lupita Nyong'o, all those people have done. On the other side, I'm also really, really curious to watch what Priyanka Chopra has done. So, and I, you know, the song came out today, the Jungle Book song that has been recreated by Vishal Bhardwaj and Gulzar Saab, their original song, and they've redone it with a new verse and with new voices. And I was just so happy to hear that song, to see that video today. Oh my God, so exciting.
Yep.
So yeah, Jungle Book is, again, this is one movie that I'm going to watch twice in Hindi and in English. Very, very excited to see it. And, you know, we've all grown up with the Jungle Book, and why would you not want to watch it on the big screen? Of course.
Yeah, I think when I was growing up, I had a Jungle Book on my VCR player playing every day without fail for, I think, a good 3-4 years. I probably watched it every day of my life. Very excited for that as well. On Dhoni, it's actually very interesting because if you actually look deep into his background and his story, it is a pretty incredible tale. And for a country that typically is very eager to embrace kind of rags-to-riches stories and things like that. Just the country, in general, in society, that's a kind of very heartwarming thing people are always eager to push up. But somehow, Dhoni just appeared onto the cricket scene as this fully formed player, and no one really, you know, because of his long hair and everything else, people just assumed that he's, you know, some fancy guy.
He's a small-town boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. And Dhoni has taken Indian cricket to such great heights. He's somebody who's never lost his cool, not once, and really led by example. And he's universally loved. Like, I don't know any cricket fan who does not like Mahendra Singh Dhoni and how he is as a captain and how he is as an individual, as a human being. I know people who are friends with him, and everyone just loves him, adores him. And I'm really looking forward to seeing where all of that comes from, the side of him that we don't know. I'm very excited to watch this movie.
Yeah, and also, I mean, Neeraj Pandey's track record is just fantastic.
It's a very
different film for him as well, so it should be very, very, very excited for that as well.
Absolutely. absolutely. He's proven himself to be a master of storytelling. He takes a story and he tells it in such a beautiful manner, such an understated, yet impactful manner.
Yep.
So him and Sushant Singh Rajput together, I think, are going to bring some magic.
Yep, understated and impactful, much like Dhoni himself.
Absolutely.
Cool. Yep. So then just to finally, before we wrap up, last question to ask you. We've talked about your work with Film Companion and your Not a Movie Review segment. One of the questions I often get asked is, you know, how do you have the patience to sit and watch all these sometimes terrible movies? So which is the worst film that you've watched which really made you question, okay, why am I doing this?
Oh my God, so many, there's just so many. One was, of course, Shandar. We've touched upon it already because I was so excited to watch that movie. I was so excited. Oh, mere saare sapno pe pani phir gaya. There have been so many films like this, yeah, like Yaariyan, like what the frick was that movie? And not just Indian films, by the way, there's so many international movies, Hollywood movies that I watch and I'm like, what the frick is going on? Case in point being Gods of Egypt. Oh my God, what a terrible freaking film. Gerard Butler, like, what is wrong with you, man? Why are you doing this? And the other guy from Game of Thrones is in that film. I don't know, Jamie Lannister, I think he plays in Game of Thrones, and he's in this movie, and it is just such a bad film, like.
Yeah, I think mine was a close tie between, in successive weeks, Kya Cool Hai Hum 3 and Masti Zade. I don't know how.
I mean, dude, you know what? I don't even count Kya Cool Hai Hum 3 and Masti Zade.
Not even a movie.
Honestly, not even a movie. And I had met a friend at a screening, and he was like, "Oh, this is you're going to be a first. Not a movie review, because this is not a movie that you're going to be talking about. So it's going to be not a movie review." Because I wipe these movies from my memory. Like, I have shut off those synapses. These movies do not exist.
Sadly, the scars are too deep in my mind for me to erase them completely. But it's happening.
Yeah, no, there
slowly.
Are no scars. I'm just like, I've forgotten about these films completely. Out of my mind.
Cool. Awesome. With that, I think we are done. Thank you so much for being here. Very much appreciate it.
Of course, my pleasure. I had a good time.
Cool, and hopefully... Oh, sorry, one more question before I go. I will. I have been told to ask you this question. Feel free to not answer it. You also used to have a podcast with Aditi Mittal called The Podcast.
Yes.
There have been no new episodes for a while.
Yes, no, it's been on a break because Aditi and I both have been so busy, and I know it's a terrible thing to say, and it's just such a shit excuse to give, but, you know, Mittal has been doing stand-up comedy all over the country, and she's been traveling abroad and doing shows as well. I have recently started doing stand-up comedy myself, and my radio show is there, and my movie reviews are there, and I am a voiceover artist, and I do a lot of writing work, and live shows and events, so it's just become a little difficult for us to find time. But we're going to get on it, we'll be back soon enough, and we've got some exciting things planned, so yeah, it's definitely going to come back, because Aditi and I have not run out of things to talk about. We are two people who will never run out of things to talk about. You know, you can count on us to, you know, fart around a lot more, so we'll be back.
I think we've got a taste on that already from the episodes we've listened to, but awesome. That's looking forward to more of that. And again, thanks for being here, and good luck with all of the wonderfully amazing things that you are doing.
Thank you, Aditya. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show. And I had a really good time talking about films. I can do this all day long. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Hopefully, we'll get you back sometime.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. That was our show, and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app, or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.
सुनने भी की है कुछ कोशिशें, होने लगी देखो ये बारिशें, सर पे चढ़ा है ये कैसा असर, दौड़े रफ्तार में दिल की सब धड़कने, धुन कोई चल रही है कानों में धीमे से, रोशन है ज्यादा ये सुबह